Welcome to First Crack, episode 23, with Garrick Van Buren. This is the second installation of my conversation with Sam Newberg and David Motzenbecker over at Keegan's Pub in Minneapolis. We discuss what makes a really good Minneapolis bar and all the things that you need to make sure you have a good Minneapolis bar. On the list is not windows.
The Cardinal Bar is serving coffee in the morning now.
Really?
They used to, I don't know how long they've served breakfast. I think that was something that was recent but not train related. But now they're opening even earlier at 7 a.m. and serving coffee. So, and literally anybody who either walks to the train from the west or parks on the streets and walks to the train goes by there. So it's a captive market. And if anybody wants to bother entering the windowless walls of the Cardinal Bar,
it's such a sweet bar.
They're aluminum. They're metal walls.
Yeah.
The outside wall you can tap on and it's metal.
Okay.
No windows. I think they're thinking of renovating and building windows, adding
windows. There are so many windowless bars.
I know, that's the old model, man. That's Minneapolis.
You didn't want to be caught.
You don't want
to do your drinking in private.
To me, it's like Vegas, right? You don't want to know what time it is or...
Your wife knows you're there, but you want to pretend she doesn't know you're there. I think that goes back to ancient history.
I got stuck in a Northeast bar last year sometime, and suddenly 7 hours were gone. And I was so just angry.
Somehow.
You didn't know that the sun had gone down and come back up, and you're still there.
Yeah.
All right.
So I vowed to never enter a windowless bar again.
But look at the average new bar that's open. It has like a glass roll-up garage door so you can have outdoor seating. And it's like that is the way it should be. And I think these old bars slowly are realizing that and punching holes in their walls and adding windows.
Some might keep them for nostalgia purposes, though.
Right.
There's always going to be somebody who wants the dark.
Pull tabs for nostalgia.
Pull tabs, meat raffles, no windows.
Yeah, meat raffle.
You just need one of those bars.
I had no idea what that... I moved here, I'm like, what in God's name is a meat raffle?
Have you ever participated in a meat raffle?
No, I saw them, though, when I used to bartend at Blondie's.
Okay. Tell me about your experience with meat raffles.
People buying tickets to win meat.
Okay, what kind of meat?
Just random hunks of red beef.
Yeah, just
usually beef.
Is it wrapped?
Usually red.
It's wrapped like, you know, plastic wrapped.
Okay.
Yeah. Strange. I also found out about loose meat sandwiches at Blondie's. I'm like, what is a loose meat sandwich? It's kind of basically a sloppy joe. But they call it the sloppy joe sauce. Just loose meat.
Thanks for listening to First Crack, episode 23, the continuing saga of my conversation with Sam Newberg and David Motzenbecker. Comments can be sent to firstcrack@gmail.com and through the voicemail line at 206-20-BEAN1. Thanks for listening.